Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow, how about this? An early grab bag. It's an early departure here on Jones and Keefe. Red Sox baseball coming your way at high noon. Hand things off. Red Sox pregame first pitch from Baltimore a little after 1. Of course, a day game tomorrow, home opener.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jones will be down at the old Casket Flagon before the game. That'll be a, 105 pregame? 205 first pitch, give about?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We'll go a little past 1 o'clock at the Cask, presented by Coors Light. We're very excited to be there. If you need a spot before the game, just stop by, say hello, hang out before the game. We'll be there tomorrow.
Normally, grab bag around 1:30. We've decided to move it up a little bit this time around, including Jones, the Boston Celtics, road warriors, not exactly home warriors.
No.
Very successful, maybe the most successful trip of all time. They just finished on the road.
The most in franchise history, although I wonder how many 6-game road trips they've had.
It does seem very specific, but whatever, we'll take it.
But keep going.
6-0 on the road. They come home and they get smoked by the Miami Heat in the Miami Vice uniforms. You were there. You were in attendance.
I was there. I was loving the uniform.
You and the new owner.
That's a top 16 all-time uniform in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. If you need proof on that, just look at the Jones and Keefe bracket. You can
take
still
a
see
look at the bracket.
You still see the shambles of that thing on social media. Now, my question coming out of the game, beyond the Celtics losing another game at home, 13.
Yeah.
That would be the most if they repeat and win a championship. That would be the most ever home losses by an NBA champion outside of the 95 Rockets or whatever it was. The second Hakeem team. My question coming out of the game, I didn't love what I heard from Jaylen Brown after the game.
Oh, no.
About his knee and how he's playing through pain, and this is something he's going to have to deal with, and he just sat out the last game in Memphis, and now he's back out there yesterday.
Back in.
And I thought he looked pretty good in the game.
Like 24 points.
I got to refamiliarize myself on the actual numbers, but I thought he looked good watching him last night. I didn't notice him laboring or anything, but those comments are, I would say, a little scary when you're talking about the guy who was the Eastern Conference MVP and NBA Finals MVP last year.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Boston Bruins, Jones, have lost 9 in a row. They are
nice
really
team.
Struggling. They are the worst team in the Eastern Conference. They're not going to be able to catch the Sharks or the Blackhawks.
No.
I mean, those are just really poor
not in office. The standings, but maybe the ping pong balls bounce your way and you win the lottery.
The ping pong balls could bounce their way, but the Bees are in action tonight against their greatest rival, the Montreal Canadiens, who are right in the thick of a playoff race. So they could play spoiler or lose their 10th in a row.
More likely not. They're not playing spoiler. Have you paid attention to what Monty's doing in St. Louis, by the way? Our guy Ray was tweeting at us the other day. He's a big fan of the show. I thought at last check, I don't know if they've lost since then, I thought at last check they won 10 in a row.
They have won 10 straight. That is true.
St. Louis has won 10 in a row, and they are securely in wild card picture. So
Cassidy's already won the division, I think. Mm-hmm. Or, right? Well, Bruce Cassidy's won the division.
Well, and he's won a cup, but yes.
Well, and a cup, I'm talking about for this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
You know, but that next guy should be pretty good. Whoever they hire next, I bet will be good somewhere else.
Yeah, the next guy will be decent here and better somewhere else. Yeah. Whoever that is. Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Good point.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
No. Yeah, they keep you guessing some of these ones. All right, Jones, allow me to introduce you and maybe some of our listeners to this next gentleman.
Oh.
Red Sox Twitter might be very well aware of who this is, but he's making our Jones and Keefe debut here in the grab bag. Is a man named Hogdale.
Hogdale?
Hogdale. He's a massive Red Sox fan. It's popped up on Twitter. And I thought it was just too good to pass up.
Okay.
So apparently what Hogdale does is he on Twitch will sort of watch the Red Sox games. He doesn't have the game on the Twitch because, you know, that would obviously be copyright flags.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do that.
MLB would come up.
But he does provide
litigate,
he does provide his own play-by-play.
Nice.
So I'm thinking if Will Fleming ever needs a day off, it's 162 games. It's a lot of games.
I don't think Mike Monaco is going to like this take, but keep going.
Well, you have two guys in the booth.
Okay.
Have Monaco up there.
Sure.
There's a lot of, you know, because Middlebrooks might be doing I'm not trying to lose anybody a job, Jones.
No.
Middlebrooks does a Nesson game. Monaco's in there. Fleming's on vacation.
Just keep Hogdale on your radar.
I'm calling Hogdale. You're like, I got to hear him first before I sign off on this. Here's Hogdale calling Rafael Devers' first hit of the season.
Big moment.
2-1. Swung on. Scorches it. Right field. That'll be Braffy's. First base hit of the year, and should be extra bases. Saint-Om Rafael is at third. Raffy's going to second. Said he's coming home. He's going to be in. Let's go, boys. An RBI double for Rafael Devers. He breaks the slump. Let's go.
All right, so that we'd have to talk to him about.
Well,
we have to say, listen, you can't do that on the WEEI.
No, but just on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, just on the Odyssey app.
Just on the app.
Yeah,
let it fly.
Work a little blue on the Odyssey app. That's
YouTube,
true.
YouTube, anything goes. But so that's our Hogdale call of the day.
Hogdale call of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
New daily feature in the grab bag.
So I think there could be more of that.
I like it quite a bit.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you, I prefer his approach to like the Syracuse robot approach.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
New house. So many guys just
more
get their
personality
job.
In this.
You go to new house, you just get handed a play-by-play job. Is how I envision it works anyway.
What do you think?
And it's a bit of jealousy on my part, but
sure.
I like this guy. Grinding, working his way up. Hogdale call of the day. I love it.
What do you think the Syracuse professor's notes would be for Hogdale?
I don't.
Like, you sound like you're too into it. You sound like you're actually enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
You have a personality.
You have too much personality.
Why?
Profanity.
You need to sound like the other 10 guys before you. See the guys in the class? They all sound the same, and we like that.
Yeah.
We need more,
if you
need
can
more
do less personality and don't even think about profanity.
That toast needs to be more dry.
Said he's coming home. He's going to be in. Let's go, boys.
He's into it.
Let's go, boys.
Let's go, boys.
I like it.
So there you go. There's your Hogdale.
Nice.
Your Hogdale.
This is...
grab bag.
Some of them were quick. Some of them were quick. Shohei Ohtani. There's no Hogdale call of this, but Shohei Ohtani walk-off dong for the Dodgers. And how about this? Two teams that we put in our top tier at the beginning of the season, Dodgers Braves. Two different directions. Dodgers 8-0 after the walk-off
They're 8-0.
They're 8-0 to start the year. The Braves 0-7.
Yikes. That's why I was a Phillies guy. That's why I had the Phillies winning the World
Series.
Yeah,
you're on the Phillies.
I wasn't on Atlanta.
You were right about that.
But okay, wow. So yeah. Ohtani walks it off. That's good for, I think, Billy's dong draft pool team, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He took Ohtani first overall. He let Judge drop right into my lap, number two.
Socked
it. You were catching some strays about that last night, Billy, at Sully's prior to the Celtics game.
Wow.
But good home run there.
Laugh, though.
Could have at least put me on speakerphone.
Yeah.
that's true. Hey, Bill, my buddy's got something to say about your dong draft.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Alexander Ovechkin scored another goal. He's up to 892. He is three shy of Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
Yeah, I got a lot of flack yesterday. I said, I don't think a Gretzky is a goal scorer first. I have zero problem with Ovechkin.
He's the greatest goal scorer of all time.
No, I know, but
now.
But do you think of him as a goal scorer first?
I think of him as the great one, John.
Yeah, that's fine. He can be the greatest. He's still the greatest player of all time, whether he has the goal record or not.
Don't get sensitive about it.
I just think of him as more of a setup guy. I have zero problem with Ovechkin passing him.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
The United States will host the Women's World Cup in 2031.
Nice.
You in on that?
No.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grab bag.
Wins. Flawless victory. Fatality.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Gotta be.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Every day that I'm in making grab bag.
Top NBA performers from last night. Isaiah Collier, 22 points, 10 assists for Utah. Tyler Hero, 25 points, 6 boards, 9 dimes for Miami. Tyrese Halliburton, 22 points, 10 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33 points, 6 rebounds. And Anthony Davis, 34 points, 15 boards in a win for the Mavericks over the Hawks.
Put me down for my guy AD. I still like that trade. Good trade, Dallas.
Wow. Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Good one.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with the guy who played for the Orioles. I'm going to try to theme it up a little bit.
Cal Ripken.
So, son of a gun. Way to go, Jones. No, he was an outfielder.
Billy Ripken. Oh,
he was an outfielder. Yeah. Not a Ripken. Not related to the Ripkens at all. Played for, in addition to the Orioles, the Cubs, Reds, Blue Jays, Cardinals, Brewers, Nationals. He was a zero-time All-Star, zero-time MVP vote-getter.
Mike Devereaux.
No. However, he did have a 2020 season. He had 24 home runs and 32 steals.
Wow.
With the Cubs 1 year. He had a cup of coffee in 2000, and he was all done after the 2011 season.
Jay Gibbons.
No, good one.
I think Jay Gibbons has been in the maybe he's been
well,
in there.
Well, he has.
Yeah. That doesn't mean a thing.
I asked Nick before I said it.
Yeah. Not Nick Markakis.
Not Nick Markakis.
He didn't steal that many bags.
His first year in Baltimore was 06, where he had 45 steals.
Dang.
16 home runs. Career 252 hitter.
Okay.
Career 118 home runs, 218 steals.
I was going to say, I got to check a little earlier than normal because we have a hard out today
with Red Sox
pregame. It's Corey Patterson.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Good job, Chef Boyardee in the Twitch chat. Corey Patterson.
My cousin pitched against him down in Atlanta.
What was that?
He watches Chef Boyardee.
He's in there.
Loves the random baseball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.